amongst the many favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has conferred upon mankind is the favor, and in particular for the believers, is the favor with regards to guidance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in the verses of the Noble Quran and He says, يَمُنُّونَ عَلَيْكَ أَنْ أَسْلَمُوا. They think of it as a great favor that they have brought iman. Allah says to them, قُلْ لَا تَمُنُّوا عَلَيَّ إِسْلَامَكُمْ. Do not consider your Islam as a favor. Do not consider your Islam as a favor. بَلِ اللَّهُ يَمُنُّ عَلَيْكُمْ أَنْ هَدَاكُمْ. In fact, the favor is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah has guided you towards the deen of Islam. The favor is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says in the verses, وَكَذَلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ رُوحًا مِّنْ أَمْرِنَا. مَا كُنْتَ تَدْرِي مَا الْكِتَابُ وَلَا الْإِيمَانُ. You did not know what was the book and what was iman. وَلَكِنْ جَعَلْنَا نُورًا نَهْدِي بِهِ. But we made it a light and we guide with it whoever we wills from amongst our servants. وَإِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِي. And indeed you guide to the straight path. Directly addressing the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by saying that وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًا فَهَدَى. We found you to be unaware and we showed you the path. We found you to be unaware and we showed you the path. أَلَمْ أَجِدْكُمْ ظُلَّالًا فَهَدَاكُمُ اللَّهُ بِهِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke to the Ansar and he said to them that, did I not find you all to be deviated and Allah guided you all through me? Allah used me as a means of guidance for you all, that you all came to the path of guidance. وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورٍ مِّنْ غِلٍّ تَجْرِي مِّنْ تَحْتِهِمُ الْأَنْهَارِ وَقَالُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي هَدَانَا لِهَذَا وَمَا كُنَّا لِنَهْتَدِيَ لَوْلَا أَنْ هَدَانَ اللَّهِ. And in the Akhirah, Allah will remove from the hearts of mankind that malice. And they will be in gardens beneath which rivers will flow. And they will say, all praise to Allah who has guided us to this. And we would not have been guided to this if Allah had not guided us. It is solely the favor. It is solely the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we found guidance. And if it wasn't for the bounty of Allah. Now, Allah sends Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. He had sent Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam for the guidance of mankind. And there are various levels to the guidance. The first is where they're simply showing of the path. وَلِكُلِّ قَوْمٍ هَادٍ. Every nation had a person to show the path. وَإِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِي إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. فَإِنْ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ فَعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا عَلَىٰ رَسُولِنَا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ. If you turn away, then all the duty of the messenger entails is that he shows the path. He directs you to the path. In a hadith in Sahihain, it says, فَوَاللَّهِ لَأَنْ يَهْدِيَ اللَّهُ بِكَ رَجْلًا وَاحِدًا خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنْ أَنْ يَكُونَ لَكَ حُمْرٌ نَعَمْ. That for Allah to guide a single person through you, it is better than having the red camels. So the first part of guidance is merely to show the way. The second is hidayatu tawfiq liqubul al-haq, where Allah enables a person to accept the truth. And this is what is referred to with regards to Abu Talib. إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ. O Nabi Allah, you cannot guide who you want. But Allah guides whoever He wills. And He knows best who will accept the guidance. وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّكَ لَآمَنَ مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كُلُّهُمْ جَمِيعًا. If Allah willed, the entire mankind would have accepted Islam. أَفَأَنْتَ تُكْرِهُ النَّاسَ حَتَّى يَكُونُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ. Will you force people until they become believers? Allah says, وَلَوْ شِئْنَا لَآتَيْنَا كُلَّ نَفْسٍ هُدَاهَا. We wanted, we were given every one of them the guidance. However, the word has been established that we will fill Jahannam with mankind. So this is the second way, the enablement, and this comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And part of this is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua. That we are guided towards doing good actions, that we are guided towards good a'mal. There's a hadith in which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allahumma aghfir li khata'i wa dhunubi kullaha. Oh Allah, forgive my sins and my mistakes, all of it. Allahumma an'imni wa ahyini warzuqni wahdini li salih al-a'mali wal akhlaq. Oh Allah, confer your bounties upon me. Give me life, give me sustenance, and guide me towards good actions and good character. فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي لِصَالِحَهَا إِلَّا أَنْتَ. Because none guides towards good actions except you. وَلَا يَصْرِفُ عَنِّي سَيِّئَهَا إِلَّا أَنْتَ. And none turns away evil actions and evil character away from a person except you. So amongst the great bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that Allah enables a servant of His to stand up and be a muwahid, a worshipper of Allah, and to be distant from shirk. And if a person does that, then a person gets a special safety from Allah. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِمَانًا بِظُلْمٍ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الْأَمْنُ وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. Those who believe and do not mix with their iman, oppression, then for them is security, and they will be from the ones who will attain guidance. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guidance. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, Allahumma in yas'aluka al-huda wa-tuqa wa-l-afafa wa-l-ghina. That Allah, I ask you for guidance and piety, for chastity and independence. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make dua for guidance for his own companions, and he directed them towards this. Jarir bin Abdullah radiallahu anhu says that I complained to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I cannot remain firm on a horse. La azbutu al-khayl, that he was a weak rider. That whenever he was on the horse, what happened? He would fall off the horse. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said and made a dua, Allahumma thabbithu waj'alhu hadiyam mahdiya. That, oh Allah, keep him steadfast, give him a good footing, give him sturdiness, and make him a guide by which other people follow in his guidance. Tufail bin Amr al-Dawsi radiallahu anhu came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, O Nabi Allah, inna dawsan asat wa abat. The dawse has transgressed and rejected. Make dua against them. And when he asked for this, people said, halakati dawse. Dawse have been destroyed. And Nabi Sassan didn't make dua against dawse. He said, Allahumma hdi dawsan wa atibihim. O Allah, you guide dawse and bring them to me. O Allah, you guide dawse and bring them to me. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also made the dua, Allahumma hdini wasaddidni, O Allah, you guide me and keep me on the steadfast. Wadhkurni bilhuda, hidayataka tariq, wasadadi sadad as-saham. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a dua for guidance and for steadfastness, the guidance of the path and being steadfast and on the straight path like the arrow is straight. Bara bin Azib radiallahu anhu says that I seen Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of the Khandak, and he himself was involved in moving the sand. There was even sand that covered the blessed body of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he at that time saying, Allahumma lawla anta mahtadayna. وَلَا تَصَدَّقْنَا وَلَا صَلَّيْنَا فَأَنْزِلًا سَكِينَةً عَلَيْنَا وَثَبِّتِ الْأَقْدَامَ إِنْ لَقَيْنَا إِنَّ الْأَعْدَاءَ قَدْ بَغَوْا عَلَيْنَا إِذَا أَرَادُوا فِتْنَةً أَبَيْنَا. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, O Allah, if it wasn't for you, we would not have found guidance, nor would we have given charity, nor would we have performed salah. Send down peace and tranquility upon us and keep our feet steadfast if we meet the enemy. The enemy have transgressed against us, and they are hoping to test us, to put us at test, and we have refused that. SubhanAllah, beautiful verses that were recited by the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he's saying, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that if it wasn't for you, Allah, mahtadayna, we would have not found of the path. We are servants of Allah. We are continuously in need of the guidance of Allah to the straight path. And that is our objective. That is what we make dua for. That Allah show us the straight path. And we make dua, Ya Muqallib al-Qulub thabbit qulubana ala deenik. O Allah, the turn of the hearts, keep our hearts steadfast on your deen. Ya Musarrif al-Qulub, O the one who at whose disposal the hearts are, you dispose our hearts onto the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah grant us that level of guidance that is necessary for us and keep us on the straight path.
अपने मालिक का मैं नाम लेकर बज़्म की इब्तिदा कर रहा हूँ या खुदा आबरू रख मेरी तू या खुदा आबरू रख मेरी तू तेरे हमदो सना कर अपने मालिक का मैं नाम लेकर बज़्म की इब्तिदा कर रहा हूँ मैंने दुनिया का देखा नजारा अलमदद कह के मैंने पुकारा मैंने दुनिया का देखा नजारा मदद कह के मैंने पुकारा मुझको अपनी पनाहों में रखना मुझको अपनी पनाहों में रखना बस यही इल्तिजा कर रहा हूँ अपने मालिक का मैं नाम लेकर बज़्म की इब्तिदा कर रहा हूँ आज महफ़िल में बैठे हैं जितने सबके दिल की तमन्ना हो पूरी आज
It's just minutes left before we go for our Maghrib break, and these are the last moments on the blessed day of Jummah. Let us once again use this opportunity to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make dua. And also we request the listeners to make dua and to render services wherever possible for the Ulama conference that will be taking place at the Nurul Islam Hall in Lanesia. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a success. And accept the coming. May all the ulama reach the conference with ease and comfort. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring them to the venue with safety and security. And let them have a good stay, beneficial discussions, and return them to their homes, inshallah, with having made decisions and having deliberated intensively on the conditions of the Ummah, inshallah. So we'll be back, inshallah, Monday afternoon, where we continue with Your World Today on Radio Islam.